Anne's got an issue. What's on your mind, Anne?
Hi, Frank. I wanted to talk to you about a situation that happened to my daughter on Saturday night.
Yes, Anne.
Well, her and her friends got into a taxi outside a nightclub in Belfast. They had decided to come home early and they'd cancelled the prepaid taxi. When they got into the taxi, they informed the driver at that stage the two of them would be going to Conlig and then my daughter would be travelling on to Newton Arts. And my daughter said they bantered the whole way down in the journey with the taxi driver. But when her two friends got out of Conlig and they paid the fare then, he then informed my daughter when she was in the taxi on her own that he wouldn't be taking her on to Newton Arts. He said that he was a Belfast taxi driver and she was preventing him from earning more fares. So instead of turning right towards Newton Arts, he turned left and headed towards the Raskill Road. He then gave her an ultimatum that she either get out there or he would be driving her back to Belfast. And to make matters worse, Frank, she had lost her phone in the nightclub and she had made him aware of this. So with him knowing all that information, he put her out in Raskill Road, abandoning her at 2:30 in the morning. I'm sorry, I'm sounding a bit emotional because when I think about it, I'm getting so angry. He abandoned her at 2:30 in the morning, knowing she had no phone, no means to contact her family or even phone another taxi driver. And he drove off and left her there.
I am absolutely gobsmacked. The taxi driver himself, was he legit? Would she have known? Did he have the plates on the back of his car?
Yes, he did, Frank. And we find out yesterday.
Yeah, just before you go any further, I don't want you to in any way identify the taxi company or
no,
the taxi driver.
No,
if you have that sort of information, you should be first of all contacting the company and secondly contacting the PSNI just to let them know how your daughter was left vulnerable. Was there an option at all of her getting out along with her friends? Did he at least make that offer? Listen, this is as far as I go, you all get out together.
No, because that's what she would have done had he informed her of that. But he dropped their two friends off at Conlig and then he drove away. And it was only when he drove away that he informed her that he wasn't going to take her on to Newton Arts. And I just want to make this point clear as well. Frank, we just found out yesterday that when her friends at that point in Conlig paid the fare, they paid more than double the fare that he had quoted them to travel to Conlig.
Did he ask for double or did they give him this big tip?
They gave him a huge tip, which was double the quote that he had gave them. Plus, my daughter was going to pay him the further fare that it was going to cost from Conlig to where we live, which really would have only taken them 10 minutes.
Do you know, Anne, you sound a very sensible and reasonable person. And I have to say that if you stopped me in the street and told me that story, I'm just going to be blunt with you, I wouldn't believe you.
Neither would I, Frank.
I cannot believe that a taxi driver providing a service in this city at 2:30 in the morning would do that to a young woman who immediately becomes vulnerable when she's booked out on the road at the edge of Bangor.
Exactly, which has made me, this has prompted me to make this call this morning, Frank, because when you say she's vulnerable, that's exactly what she was. And how many times do we listen to the radio on a Sunday morning to hear about a vulnerable young woman that has been attacked on a Saturday night because she's been walking alone somewhere?
And she had no argument. There was no argument, no dispute, no fallout between him and her.
Her friends couldn't believe it when she rang and told them yesterday what had happened, because that's the very thing they said. I can't believe this because it was all banter on the way down.
And
they couldn't believe that he had done this. He left her at a garage on the Raskill Road that wasn't open,
yeah,
with no phone. So she had to wrap a friend of a friend. She had to walk to their home that she just happened to know that they lived there, wrap them up and ask could she use their phone.
That is really bad form. And now, again, without identifying anyone, have you worked out yet who the service provider was?
No.
Does she have any idea of the number on the car?
No.
That is a pity. That is a real pity, because a taxi driver like that needs to be confronted. He needs to be confronted by his superiors, and he needs to be confronted by someone representing authority, because that is pathetic.
Well, Frank, we, as her family, are going to do our level best to try to find out the company that this taxi driver works for so that we can make him accountable, because we certainly don't want this to be happening to any other young woman.
Did she just come out of the club and get into his car? She didn't phone him.
They had a prepaid taxi already arranged, but because they decided to come home early, they cancelled the prepaid taxi and went outside, and apparently there was a number of taxis waiting outside this Belfast nightclub, and they just jumped into it.
Yeah.
The point is, he knew that the fare was going to Clonleigh and then travelling on to Newton Arts. He could at that point have refused it.
I know.
Didn't.
I know. No, the longer we talk about it, the angrier I get as well. Because, you know, most of us have kids. We've brought up kids. We've daughters and whatever. And you do, to some extent, depend on the great work done by taxi drivers to get them home safely. The decent, really decent taxi drivers who we're all thankful to on many an occasion for providing the service from A to B. And to provide it from A three-quarter ways to B in the middle of the night is, if I was running the taxi firm, I would ensure his radio was taken off him. But maybe, you know, maybe every other taxi driver listening to me is agreeing with you and me, or maybe they're thinking, well, hold on a minute, hold on, we've work to do. You know, we got her down close to Bangor, so that'll do her. It wouldn't do me if I was her dad.
The purpose of my call is, I'm hoping that some of your listeners, or indeed some of the taxi drivers, can contact your show and maybe signpost me to some sort of body that I can report this to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Anne, I'm going to throw that out. So lots of taxi drivers listening to the show. I'm sure you're ashamed and embarrassed by the antics of that guy. The provision of service was nothing short of a failure. Do let us know. How does Anne complain? Who does she complain to? Does she go straight to the DRD? Does she go to the main taxi owners in Belfast? Go around every taxi service in Belfast and ask, might the employee be one of theirs? How does she get to the bottom of it so as she can complain? Because she definitely deserves to be in a position where she can lodge a complaint. And if that's the sort of provision of taxiing that we're getting here in Belfast late at night, it simply isn't good enough. And hopefully someone will be in touch with us, okay?
Thanks very much. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.